Hello there, I'm Stephen Bigelow, features writer with TechTarget Storage Media Group, and if you're new to backup concepts, I'd like to tell you a few things about remote backups. Two important trends are pushing data out of the data center. First, branch offices are far more common and frequent today as companies seek to extend their global reach and improve regional and local service. Second, wireless technologies have vastly expanded the use of laptops and other mobile computing devices, making each mobile user effectively a branch office. But as more critical business data resides outside of the primary data center, storage administrators are challenged to protect that data without impairing productivity. Moving data from remote sites or users to a central location requires an understanding of remote backup technologies. Let's talk a bit about WAN backups. Traditionally, remote office backups were made to tape drives located in each remote office. Completed tapes were then shipped to the data center or moved directly to off-site storage using services like Iron Mountain. The problem with this tape approach is that non-technical personnel were usually pressed into service to perform the backup and handle the tapes, often leading to backup problems. More recently, storage administrators have been replacing remote tapes with WAN links. Dedicated links can be used, but inexpensive and readily available broadband internet services are commonly employed to collect critical data from remote offices. This approach offers storage administrators more control over the backup process without involving remote personnel. LiveVault's InControl product, now owned by Iron Mountain, is one popular software tool for remote backups, and it is capable of supporting both offices and individual mobile users. Remote office backups are generally stored on a disk-based storage system, but it's important to note that WAN backups do not necessarily eliminate the use of tape. Instead, it offers tape consolidation because remote data is first gathered in the data center. Once in the data center, a complete backup can be made to virtual tape libraries or tape. IT personnel can oversee tape creation within the data center and ship tapes off-site if necessary. Let's talk a little about strategies and planning. WAN backups require a certain amount of preparation and planning to ensure adequate performance. The single most important issue to consider is data volume. That is, you have to understand just how much data needs to be backed up in a typical evening from each remote site. Once you know how much data must be transferred, select a WAN service that offers adequate bandwidth and fits your budget. Bandwidth costs can be mitigated by adjusting backup needs. For example, incremental backups can involve far less data than full backups, and some organizations decrease that demand even further by backing up only business-critical files across a WAN, such as sales databases or email records. Other factors are also gaining importance for WAN backups. Data deduplication, also called commonality factoring or intelligent compression, works to eliminate redundant information. While a typical backup may record numerous copies of the same file, data deduplication only records one copy of the file, simply providing pointers to subsequent iterations of that particular file. For example, if there are 20 copies of the same 1 megabyte file, a typical backup would need 20 megabytes for those copies. Data deduplication saves only one 1 megabyte file and references additional copies, using only 1 megabyte instead of 20 megabytes. Compression and encryption should also be considered. Another issue to consider with any WAN strategy is the consequence of WAN failure. Storage planners must identify the business impact of a WAN link problem and make plans to minimize any impact. For example, temporary outages might simply be corrected by performing the backup later in the evening when the link returns. Longer interruptions may require a different response. We also should talk about the role of wide area file services. WAFS, as it's known, is receiving increased attention as a means of IT consolidation. WAFS uses WAN connections to share applications and data directly from the corporate data center. Changed files are saved directly to the data center. This effectively eliminates servers and other IT infrastructure at remote sites. Although WAFS is not a remote backup technology per se, it can potentially eliminate the need for remote backups simply because there is no remote data to back up. All data used by remote offices is obtained from and retained in the primary data center. To mitigate bandwidth limitations and latency issues, WAFS is typically implemented through remote appliances that locally cache the most frequently used files from the data center. One example of this is the Steelhead appliance family from Riverbed Technology. Any changes to the data are then held in the local appliance's cache until it can be resynchronized with the data center. Techniques like data deduplication and compression are frequently employed to optimize WAF's bandwidth and accelerate apparent performance. WAN interruptions can be particularly troublesome for a WAF's implementation. Locally cached files cannot be updated back at the data center, and new or uncached files cannot be obtained until the WAN link returns. Organizations considering WAF's deployments must pay particular attention to WAN availability. That's it for now. I'm Stephen Bigelow, features writer with TechTarget's Storage Media Group, and you can learn more about storage at www.searchstorage.com.